episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
G'day, g'day.
And g'day. Beachy, we are here. We are back. Wednesday Arvo coming to you this weekend.
Friday, Saturday.
It's the 27th, the 28th of December. It is just the chat in between Christmas and New Year. So, wow, everybody's been away on holidays. There's been days off. There's been crazy chats going on. What's been happening, Beachy? How was your time with your family?
It's been a little light. Yeah. It's been nice to get away and just, do family stuff and chill out and not have to do much else.
Yeah. Did you do a lot of eating and drinking?
Getting a lot of rain. So it's been, kind of just hang out inside and watch movies and eat and do all that sort of thing.
Yeah, nice. Did you guys get snow?
Oh, no. We don't get snow here. We're too close to the ocean.
How awesome would that be?
Well, we have had, quote unquote, there has been freezing temperatures, but and we did kind of have, it wasn't really snow. It was more like just heavy hail. But I've got pictures of my dog kind of like going, what the heck? What is this? I mean, it was nothing like, deep or anything. It was just like very, very, hit the ground and then pretty much melt. So,
yeah. Yeah. I remember we got like really fine, like hail, which was good. And it looked like snow. And the dog was like, what's this? This looks cool. Yes. You just like dance around in it. Cause it's not something that we would normally see, and right. Having like the little hailstones that eventually just look like patches of snow. It's just clumps into ice and it gets very slippery. So, but no, we don't get that here. We get the flooding here. Lots of rain. But that's about it. Yeah.
There's lots of
So I've lost you on the Wi-Fi, Beachy.
Wi-Fi.
No, we've got you. Don't have you, Beachy. Okay. Beachy, we're having the Wi-Fi problems. It's always happening.
Oh, there I am. Okay.
You're typing away. Right. Beautiful. Yeah. This always happens to us. What is happening?
I know. I can tell when I'm going out because my signal turns red and then it goes
back. You're
redlining
it.
But now I'm back in the green again, so hopefully we can carry on.
Yeah, talk about what we're talking about. Yeah, we get hail, but we don't really get it here on beachside. We get really heavy rain. But beachside is completely different. Like we get the storm, like really heavy rain, but nothing like the hailstones and stuff like that you would get out to the west. So we're more east. The west side gets quite a fair bit of weather. And they get like the big hailstones and stuff like that. So it's like, wow, it's almost like, it's very different. Very different from suburb to suburb, I found. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you go up into the mountains, you might get a little bit of, when I say the mountains, it's like just the hills above us. And there's the break.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And it is the 27th and 28th of December, and it's Wednesday Arvo with Beachy and Verilicious. We're just having a catch-up chat, seeing what was happening between our Christmas holiday period. We are in between Christmas and New Year, and Beachy's had a lot of rain. And we have been extreme heat here.
But it's not, we're not cold, though, where it's just wet, not... no snow or ice or freezing. It's actually pretty warm for winter. Maybe we'll get more colder later in a couple of months, but so far it's, yeah.
Yeah, the coldest I think we got here was like about 17 degrees or something. This is in Celsius. And it's not really cold here. Like we can still... It's like, oh, do you get cold? It's like, yeah, we'll put on a pair of tracky dacks or put on a hoodie or whatever. We can still get around in shorts and flip flops, you know.
What's a tracky dack?
Tracksuit pants. Yeah.
Tracksuit pants. Okay.
Yeah.
So are those like sweat material or is it?
Yeah, like you call them sweatpants. Okay. Fleece. It's got the fleece inside.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That takes me back to the 80s.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, those kind of, I only really buy them, I'll only get a pair that'll last me just over the 3 month period if I get cold. If not, I do have, what are they called? Joggers, like a denim, made out of denim material. They're like, long pants, basically. But most of the time, I'm running around in shorts and stuff. And if I'm, not to get my feet wet, I'll just put on a pair of runners. So instead of wearing the flip-flops or sandals.
Well, yeah, that's like Southern California. That's where I'm headed tomorrow. So, and I, packing on my shorts and summer clothes, but I don't think it'll be much, warmer than probably 70s, which is your, probably what you were just talking about, something in your like 1920.
Yeah.
So it's winter there too, but it's still, it's probably, pretty mild. And they don't get much rain. It's not like, we're in the more rain area, but than down there. So hopefully I will get to catch up with one of our fellow fakeologist who you probably, I don't think you've ever met her, Vidir, who used to regularly frequent on these parts. Mm-hmm. She's down there. And,
still on Discord or not?
She is still on Discord, but she just hasn't been here for a while. She had busy times and, life gets in the way and all that sort of good stuff. And, we'll see. Maybe I'll get her to come on if, when am I supposed to see her? It's Sunday. No, we're not doing till Tuesday. So, but we'll see.
That's all right. Well, you can
maybe I can get her to come on when we're together.
You can get her on to Truth Meet. And
I believe she's on here.
Yeah.
I invited her
to jump on one day.
Yeah,
it'll be awesome.
She's here. It just
so how was the it'd be nice. How was the Monday mega chat hosted by our producer Bellicent and his wife Sarah, lovely Sarah.
Very long.
Oh, dear me.
That
was a very, very long, long chat. There was some stories told. There was karaoke, really bad karaoke. some soundboarding. It was just a mishmash of a lot of things going on there. I think I was on, for about 6 hours. And mind you, I had worked that day. I finished at 9 p.m. And I had jumped on and no one was on. And Sarah contacted me, says she came on. We all, and then the party started. And then I think it was about 4 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I have to go to bed now because I start work literally in like in 5 hours. I need to at least get through a 4 hour sleep.
Well, yeah, I jumped in here and there as I was going about my day, and
that was all right.
I was listening here. I would listen a bit.
Everyone had a good fun.
Yeah, that was, it was nice to see lots of different people flow in and flow out. But yeah, I was amazed that Sarah and Velisette were there most of the time. And yeah, I still haven't downloaded though to listen to. I mean, because like I said, I heard some parts, but obviously there's tons that I missed. So it's just finding the time to get it.
Stories. Get I'm not going to even tell you. You can listen.
I was listening actually, just to give a little promotion to Silas's server. He posted like an 8-hour chat. I think it was last week or the week before, and oh my god, it took me a week just to get through that. So
yeah,
it's like everybody's putting out lots of content there. It's very good. We're all making our own entertainment here, and lots of different voices, and pretty fun.
Yeah, nice. There's a lot of different things to talk about as well, and I think Bella said how good it was just to be able to talk about, you know, your life, and people get to know the real you. I mean, look, the Aussies really, we say it how it is. We don't really sort of care. you know, people know our names, where we are in Australia, and you know, we say crazy things, you know, and he'd think you in person and can relate to you, and it kind of makes it really nice, other than talking about, oh, let's see, the flat earth or UFOs or all those kind of things. Kind of makes people's eyes roll. Yeah.
Not that I want to talk about flat earth, but I did want to point out something that I was thinking about, because you know how you're up at 5 a.m. with the sunrise, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when I think like it's like, okay, you're having sunrise, but my sunset was like, you know, many, many hours ago. So it's I have sunset at 4 o'clock in the, or okay, let's just for 5 o'clock in the evening for me, 5 p.m. But you're telling me you're having sunrise not until
Today was almost 4:49.
But it would seem, and again, if we're around the world, you should be, you know what I'm saying? It's like, there's a big, huge disconnect there. So either our Earth is way, way, way larger than we think, or they've told us, you know, or something's just not right, or there's another sun coming around, because you know you're getting your sun.
Yeah, you're getting your sun. You're getting your moon. We're getting our moon.
They're not synced. It's not synced up very well. Let's just put it that way. So that was just something I was thinking about. But you know, obviously, I'm sure some science type person would come and like say, "Whoa, blah 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 blah," and explain it all away.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but you know, have you ever been up in a plane, BG, and you've seen like daylight on one side and nighttime on the other? Have you been there?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah. So that is beautiful. When you're in an airplane and you see that, you're like, "Well, look, it's daylight over there. I'm half in daylight and half in nighttime." Like, it's a very like looking at it from the sky when you're that high, it's just beautiful. It really is. Yeah. Like you have to wonder, like it is quite a wonderful thing. And sometimes it's beautiful to think of it as a little bit of a mystery, how these things are in that moment. But even here, like I think I said it, I can't remember who I was talking to, but we're one suburb. So we're in Broadbeach and we were in Surfers, right? So we live in Broadbeach, but our next suburb is Surfers, which is basically 3 Ks away, 3 kilometres, right? Very far. Mm-hmm. But it was raining in Surfers Paradise, but it was very dry here in Broadbeach. And you can see the clear rain line, like when you sort of drive. And you're like, hang on, I've just come out of the rain and I've come into like sunlight, but it wasn't raining here. That's what it's like for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just that division. Like, how do you even explain that? I mean, it's direct, like you can directly see this rain line. It's one of those things that nature does.
Yeah. But I've never actually experienced it in real life. So that's interesting. Yeah. I was beginning to think if that was real. So you have just confirmed that for me, that it actually does happen. Cause like I've seen pictures of people standing like right under the half. Yeah. In the middle, like one side is dry and the other side is,
yeah,
the rain is coming down. But you know, you could, I guess attribute that to, well, the cloud is just right on that one spot, and then it's, you know, there's no cloud anymore. So I mean that kind of makes sense to me. But you know, I don't know if you've ever heard of there is a guy, I guess for lack of a better term, he's got a site. It's called APM Research, which now I forget what that stands for, but he is called FPV Angel, which is short for First Person View Angel. And he does study all these anomalies, and they have all these explanations and answers to this stuff, but it's not what you think. He says that it's angels underground who are creating all these things that happen on top of the earth. And, you know, like they look at rainbows and say that the rainbows are coming from underneath, not necessarily that the clouds are making, you know what I mean? It's just crazy. Yeah.
Have you seen a rainbow from above? So we see the arch, right?
Yeah.
So we see the arch. So when you're up, in an airplane or up high and you're looking down, the rainbow is actually a circle.
Right, right.
It's a circle. But when you're on the ground, you see it as an arch.
Right. So that tells you that it does come from underground. So that's that does verify what he is saying. And what they also say is that these rainbows are along the ley lines, and that they're power spots. So like when you have one side, you know, when you go from one side of the rainbow to the other, specifically on the land where you're seeing it. You know, they used to always talk about the Irish talked about the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Well, there is an energy spot. He says this is like a power spot that you can go to and, you know, create your own gold, so to speak. So that's kind of the metaphor for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, which is, you know, that's energy that you can harness. And
yeah,
it's a power spot.
But it's really interesting though, because it's like, it's got the colors, right? Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what all the colors are, but we kind of know the colors, the 7 colors of the rainbow and all that kind of stuff. But when you look at it, like I've seen double rainbows before. So it's like a reflection of the rainbow's got a reflection, and they're quite good. Like I've got some photographs of that when it happened here, but I've also seen during our storm season here, and these are like phenomenal weather things that are happening, where it will be you'll have dark clouds with you can hear the thunder, and you can see the lightning on one side, but on the other side, it's sunny and then there's a rainbow. And I'm like, this is phenomenal. Like never, I experienced this 2 years ago during our super, we had a supercell, a storm hit here in Queensland. And most of us that were, we were driving home from Brisbane and we got caught in the storm cell. And everybody pulled out under the overpass, and then we had to get up to higher ground because the water came on really quickly. And we had to move up to higher ground when this happened. And then when once that stopped, everybody left, but flood water was everywhere. So you had to sort of get around the flood water because it's pretty dangerous to drive through. But then coming back towards where we live, then you see the weather start to change again. It was really phenomenal. It was really phenomenal to see. And it's one of those things, it's hard to explain unless you've been in that situation.
Yeah. Well, like you said, this this channel that I'm telling you about, I'm going to post it for you in the show notes so you can go take a look. And they're called Operation Rainbow Warrior. And they have, you know, they ask people to go and take pictures of their rainbows around in their area. And like you said, most of the rainbows are situated. And the interesting part is that what he says is the rainbows always come up in the same place. It's not like, you know, you just, they're just random. They're always in a, you know, stationary spot. And where these rainbows come up, there's always auspicious places like monuments or you know, secret buildings or like, say, CERN or you know, the, what do they call it? The particle accelerators that we have a couple of those here in California, military bases, just auspicious places, you know, so it's like they're harnessing the power of these spots, which I find that very interesting. So, but there's a ton of videos.
Has he got photos of that, or he's got video of that?
Well,
where the rainbow does, sort yes. of ends.
Yes, okay. Yes.
It would be like, interesting to see here, like if I was mm-hmm. to chase the rainbow.
Right.
To see where it actually lands, because I've seen one part of it lands always in the water
mm-hmm.
here.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think it's the water. You know what I mean? I don't know like how far it actually is.
Right.
Because it's, to me, when I'm standing on the beach, it's in the water.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
well, when you're in your garden too, you know, I don't know if you ever notice like when you're watering and, you know, the sun hits your spray of water at a certain point and you get a rainbow in the water flow. So, you know, he tells you to like, you know, figure out from that, you could figure like where the arc is and where it stops and where it stops and starts, whatever. Anyway, like you said, you got to go listen to some of his videos and it can get very complex and there's a lot of, you know, math and that sort of thing. You kind of have to study it a little bit. And that's kind of where I was like, okay, I don't got time to really mess with this, but they do have a Discord channel that you can go and people are like taking pictures and they take a lot of really cool pictures of, you know, he calls them there's, you know, water spouts, and of course the rainbows, and then people just take pictures of all these great sights and you know, with the rainbow around them and stuff. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, there's a photographer here,
and you like photography?
Yeah, she's here in Queensland. Yeah, but she does live video as well. What's her name? Jessica something, I can't remember. I'll have to have a look. But she's like the storm chaser. You know, mm-hmm. like Twister, how they have the storm. Yeah, she's a storm chaser. And like some of the footage, well, we'll find out after the break.
No matter what your age, You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
And it's the 27th to 28th of December. You are in the past and the present.
Always in the past and the present.
With us here on the Wednesday Arvo show and just talking a little bit about weather and storm chasers. But, yeah, so she's a storm chaser and she's actually filming as well. And it's just phenomenal. It's not something I would do. I mean, I've been out in the supercells and it's scary and we were in a car, but to actually be out on foot and in that, I'm like, nope. I don't think so. It's bad enough when you want to watch the lightning and you're on the beach yeah. and you've got a certain right. amount of time before you think, if that lightning strikes right beside me on the sand, I know sand's inert, but it's still enough to scare you. Like, you know.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to be there for that, but yeah, I've seen some pretty close gnarly, to get
yeah.
gnarly lightning in various places, and I'm always glad to be inside. Yes. So, but I guess if you're, you know, that turns you on to be out, wailing on the beach when the lightning is coming. What was that movie? There was a movie where the guy, what was the name of that movie? I can't remember, but where he created a business of making sculptures where the lightning would hit on the beach and it would make all these
Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, is that what it was?
And that was Reese Witherspoon and Josh Lucas, and he would put the rods in the sand and they would create glass, like a glass.
Yeah.
He would make sculptures and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, that wasn't a bad movie.
Yeah.
it was one of those romantic type movies, you know.
But yeah, that was a pretty interesting.
Oh my God, it's a girl's movie. Yeah.
It was interesting about how they described that phenomenon, but you know, it was like nothing you'd ever heard of before. And I always thought it was just made up. They just made it up for that movie, but apparently it's
really happens. Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's another photographer from the Sunshine Coast, so which is north of Brisbane. And she picks up those little, I don't know how they do it, but she gets the little fragments as well when the lightning strikes the sand. And she goes and she's shown us before on her little videos and stuff as well. I was like, that really happens. I just thought that was in the movie. But yeah, it really does happen. And I was just like, wow, they're phenomenal. And she was just showing them, some of them turn into like little gems when you pick them up. You know, it's like, wow, that's great. Yeah. So I'm like, next that's time I'm going to see if the lightning strikes the beach and maybe.
Well, you know, yeah, that reminds me of, now I forgot what I was going to say about I don't know if it happens over there for you where you get the, gosh, now I can't think of the word. When you get those little like animals on the beach and at night when it's like certain times, like I think it's when it's a full moon and there's like all this luminescent light in the sand.
Yeah.
I forget. What do they call that?
Yeah, I forget. But we have algae like that as well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The
bloom thing. Yeah.
We used to get that down in Southern California, and I remember experiencing that once or twice, but it's kind of, you know, amazing that I didn't, you know, do it more often because, you know, it does only happen in certain spots, and I'm not even sure what's actually going on there to create that, but they used to say it was when I can't remember what it's called, but it's, they're like little fish or some sort of organism that just, you know, runs on along the sand and they only come out at certain times. And they say when grunions, I think they call it the grunions. And they say the grunions are running.
Right. Because I know, you know, that the cuttlefish or like the squid and that, they can do that too. They change the color. And you can have some of them like illuminating as well. I just find it fascinating. I really find there's a lot of things in nature that are really fascinating that they can do. They do certain things, like, you know, it's always like, I don't know, sometimes I think it's just awe-inspiring to know that there's all these little things that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, where did we get the idea for the neon lights? Or where did we get the idea to do this? Or where did we get the idea to do that? We must have got it from nature. Like, you know, we must have got some of these ideas from nature. Like flying, I think, was it Leonardo? Was it the one that was it him that created the contraption for flying? So it's like, where have you got the idea to do that? You know, it's like maybe get birds and figure out how they would fly.
There's small silvery fish that come out of the water to lay eggs on the beach, and it says find out for predicted run times for Southern California. That's very cool. So they do have they do know when it's coming.
Yeah, that's cool. I think we had something like that in Brisbane. What was it, in the river there? But I think it was like some form of algae or something. They said it was on the news. It was a while ago, but I remember. And they were just telling people if it was like a type of algae, just not touch it. You know, don't touch it. Don't just leave it.
Just
admire it from afar.
Yeah, they're just in the sand and they're just kind of withering around. And the way that the light hits it, maybe it's a you know, like you said, for the when the moon comes out, they just are so luminescent, and it really comes on different, you know, it's like kind of like the aurora borealis colors, you know, and mm-hmm. they're like a greenish luminescence color.
Yeah. Okay, they're like so almost here. What do you call it? Almost like holographic as well. No.
Iridescent.
You know when sometimes you see fish scales, right? And you look at certain fish and it looks like silver, and then it's got like maybe a bit of a pearly pink or a pearly purple color as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like that. And that's what that reminds me of. I've actually found some eyeshadow, some makeup that's like that. And I was like, this is amazing. Like, the color would change depending on which angle you would be, like where you would be standing or what light would hit it. It was great. I've done makeup before and, you know, been in fashion industry and involved in makeup and fashion and that as well. But to see that and the technology of that, and you're kind of like, that's really amazing. It's probably been around for a while, but it's something, because I haven't done makeup for a long time, but just to see it recently sort of brought me back mm-hmm. to, you know, it's like that very, you just get excited like a child that's found something new and exciting and, you know, and I was like, wow, has this happened for a long time? My girlfriend, she said to me, oh, yeah, that's been around for a while. She's a makeup artist. I'm like, why didn't you tell me this? Why haven't you made me up in this? You know, but it's amazing. But that's what I think about, like with nature, like how much we look at nature and how we want to copy things like that, and how it's done.
It's very it's where we probably get a lot of our inspiration from. I know, you know, just because of the pretty colors, like when you're underwater and you see a lot of these fish, and probably they don't, like you said, they don't really have the color until the sun hits it. And then, you know, it's.
And the reflection of the water as well.
Yeah.
like you see them when they reflect in the water, and depending on where the sun hits. And I noticed that, like, in the morning, like, if I've taken pictures of just first light, the dawn, where it just the sky is lit and it's absolutely beautiful, and then you watch the sun rise and you just watch the color over the water, and when it hits the waves, if there's waves, but just the way it hits the water, and it's just amazing. It's so, there's a lot of things that you can see with your eye, and it's so hard to capture just on camera or on video. Because you can see so much more, you know, and it's like, oh, I can see this is beautiful. I want to be able to share it. But when you take the photo of it or video of it, it doesn't capture what you actually see, you know. And it's like, oh, there's so much more to it than, like, I want to share so much more with you than just this picture I've taken, just the fact that you're in that moment and seeing the way the rays come out when the sun comes up and how it reflects off the clouds and the color and how it changes. It's just amazing. And this all happens within, like, within an hour, how quickly things change. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I could be out for an hour and just keep taking photos and video and stuff like that, and just put it together, and just it looks like a different day, you know, but it is all happening in that hour time frame. It's mm-hmm. just really beautiful.
Yeah. Well, just the time, there's time lapse photography too, that you know, people just set their camera out there and just let it go, and then they come back, you know, several hours later, and you just watch just on the sky, like for example, I was telling about this, you know, the people that take the pictures for this this APM research thing, and they, you know, just capture the moon and, you know, whatever it's going through, or even just clouds that go by and how their you know, their shapes change, and
I'm a big cloud lover. Yeah, big cloud lover. Like, I watch the clouds, and they're just phenomenal. It's just amazing to watch the way they form, their movement, the color. Like when the sun set, like when the sun sets and when it hits them, and even when the sunrise hits them, it is just amazing. And when I was out today, you could even see, like, it was raining above, and I was like, that, but it wasn't raining on me or anything like that. You could just see the way the clouds were. You thought, that's raining over there. You know, but it was just the way the clouds were set, and then as the sun moved up and how the reflection came through. Yeah, it was great. But then I noticed today the moon was a lot closer to where the sun was rising. And I was like, that's the closest I've seen the moon to the sunrise. Usually it's further back. It's usually sort of behind, but this was more forward now. And I couldn't capture them both in the same frame. It wasn't right. And I was like, ah, oh, that's another one I wanted to be able to do. But yeah, I've never seen that before. You know, I've never noticed, I say never seen it before, but I've never noticed it before. So, it was just amazing to see. Yeah. Cause usually I have the moon sort of behind the building with the sun rising, and I was able to capture, like, the surface paradise, the city, you know, I'll say it's a little like a city skyline on the beach with the moon behind and then the sun from the water and the reflection it gave. Oh, it was amazing. But this time they were very close. So I was like, how the moon's over there? How did the moon move? This is what I don't understand. Like, there's so many things that it's just, I don't understand how the luminaries work. You know, I appreciate that they're there and they're obviously there to do something. But yeah, when you just look at it, you kind of, it's one of those things.
Well, yeah, there's a lot to see in the sky, but I don't know if you've heard about all the stuff that people are seeing in addition to the normal stuff that we see on a regular basis, but I'm talking about the quote unquote drones that people have been seeing. Have you seen anything like that around your part?
We get drones here, but they're little drones, right? So we have the camera ones that the guys use. There's certain size ones that they use for the lifeguards use them. They do them for the shark sighting. They also use them for what do lifeguards do? They just scan the water. So it saves on the helicopters coming over as well, just scanning over where the people are as well. Now, the police here are going to be using drones, but they're only going to be the small ones as well. But I don't know if the ones people are talking about are the massive, like really big ones, really huge drones.
Yeah.
So I haven't really seen any of those here. And I think because we have so much going on here that we just get used to it, because we have the helicopters and we have a lot of Air Force and Army stuff going on here, and they often fly their planes around here. So we kind of just get used to it. We kind of get used to seeing it, and we have CCTV everywhere, and we kind of get used to seeing it. So I think maybe having drones flying around probably isn't really going to phase a lot of us because we're already used to seeing it. You know what I mean? Seeing things on a smaller scale. But I'm just wondering, on the drone and what it's doing.
Yeah, these people are talking about really large drones, car-sized drones, but, and kind of coming in throngs, like several at a time, making all kinds of, gyrations and, strange patterns. But I've also seen like these awesome, they do these drone shows where they
we had them here.
Nice pictures and just crazy art in the sky.
we had the festival, Brisbane Festival was the drone festival where they did the dolphin, the shape of the dolphin coming out of the water, and then they did all sorts of stuff. It looked amazing. I think I posted on one of the servers for the drone show and the festival that they have here. But that's what I'm saying. It's like so many people are used to seeing lots of things here that it probably wouldn't surprise them, and we would probably joke if we did see a drone the size of a car going, oh, yeah, that's another UFO. the kind of thing that goes on here. Because even I've seen like orbs and stuff, and D-Train's gone to me, it's an aeroplane with its headlights on. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's an orb. It just turned off. Like it floated above the water. And he's like, you're not seeing UFOs. but it could have been anything. But it's like one of those, you got to have a laugh. And it was, we have been told that you can see rockets and all sorts of stuff here, and we have seen a few sort of strange things, but we just put it down to all the experiments that probably the Army and the Navy and all that are doing here. So, but we'll see. I'll let you know. If I see a drone the size of a car flying over the beach, you definitely will know about it from me.
Well, like I said, I've seen a lot of lights around here that come from the ocean and just kind of hover out there, in the middle, pretty much in the over the water. They're not like, peeking on your backyard or anything, but it's like they're there and they're there. And I don't know. It's just like, whoa.
But the thing is, can you hear those ones? I mean, you must be able to hear them. They should sound like helicopters if they're that loud.
No, they're very quiet. You never hear them. As a matter of fact, I remember, and it hasn't happened lately. Like, I used to wake up, like, in the middle of the night, and I could feel a vibration, but I couldn't hear. It's like it wasn't a sound, but you could hear a hum or a vibration, or you just felt it. And, it was like, okay, what is that? And, I was kind of afraid to even just look out the window because, you know, I didn't, and you can tell it was really low.
Yeah.
And close.
And close.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation,
or your preoccupation,
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And it's the 27th and 28th of December. You're on the Wednesday Arvo catch-up show with Beachy and Verilicious. We're just having a general chit-chat today. We're just talking about everything that we see in the sky. drawings have been the topic of this month, I think. It's been crazy. People have been talking about it. And yeah. I don't know, I guess for us it hasn't been really a big deal because, like I said, because we see them here and we see constant surveillance on the public here all the time, so it kind of doesn't really faze us.
But I think if we were to see a
drone as big as a car, everybody at the beach would be
talking. Back to my story, this one that I was talking about, that was happening probably about a couple years ago. And I remember I kind of reported it because there's a Telegram group that I am on with local people. And so I put it out there, to see if anybody had experienced the same thing. And this woman, said, yeah, that happens here. But she's like in Berkeley, which is like, I mean, she's still on the coast, but it's probably, at least, 70 miles north of me, so it's not like she's in my backyard or anything. So
yeah,
but she reported the same thing, you could feel it, you couldn't hear anything, but it just sits there, and you're just kind of going like, what the heck is that? But today, or these days, I do still see lights, a lot of lights just hovering around, and I think, well, okay, maybe it's just airplanes, but airplanes don't typically fly, like at 3 o'clock in the morning or it's just weird because no matter what time I get up, it's like there they are, it's not it's not like we have.
So what do you think they're going to use them for? Do you reckon they're just trolling them out for surveillance? Do you reckon they might use them down the track for something?
I have a friend who's she's a self-proclaimed clairvoyant. And she says, you should talk to them and ask them, what are you doing here? What do you want? And not be accusatory or anything, but just curious. And, not put any energy into it, anger or threatening or anything, just ask questions. And so, but I said, it's like at 3 o'clock in the morning, you wake up and you're just like, kind of going.
Yeah, it's going to freak you out. I haven't had my coffee yet. You're freaking me out. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I said this before, but we had these in Melbourne. This is pre all the dark days that we had there, but there used to be these helicopters. They used to be in the black. And they used to hover, and it was very silent whirring you could hear. And I was like, what is happening here? Like what's going on? And I remember we had a townhouse near the city, just on the outskirts of the city there. And our bedroom was on a mezzanine. So we were very close, and I was like, what is that sound like? And I went to have a look outside, and I couldn't see it, and it was in the dark as well. And it was like, that's got to be, I'm sure that's a helicopter or something. And my girlfriend in the same area, and she was on a level, so she had an apartment level 2, so the second floor, and she had the same thing, and she just happened to like, oh, I'm just going to look. So she pulled down the blinds to have a look. And she reckons that there was this black helicopter there, and it was just like like looking at her, like eye level, you know?
Wow.
And she goes, okay, what did you do? She goes, well, what I normally do, just freaked out and just went, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. If you can hear me, I didn't see that. I didn't see that, you know, please don't hurt me sort of thing. And I was just cracking up laughing. And she goes, yeah, she goes, they are around. So we don't know what that was for back then.
Okay, that's
who knows what they do.
That sounds like a movie. I mean, I've seen that in a movie, right? Wasn't there a movie that?
Yeah, like True Lies.
Yeah.
Similar to True Lies. Oh. It was quite, it's one of those things. And that's what I'm thinking. Like, do they do things and then we'd be just come conditioned to the fact that they're there? Do you know that they're there? So if anything, whatever they're planning or whatever it is that's going to go down, we're just going to be already desensitized to the fact that whatever. You know, we have that attitude of like, we've seen it before, blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
exactly.
I get the guys that do the little camera, you know, the little hobby drones and stuff, and they take photos and they hover around the beach and stuff like that. And you can hear them. They make this whizzing noise. And it's like, where is that thing? And they have quite a good range because I always try to see who's operating it. And sometimes, look, the operator's going to be like in one of the apartments on their balcony, or they're going to be on the beach. They're not allowed to have those drones around when people are on the beach. So it's only the lifeguards and the guy that does the shark patrols. They're only allowed to have their drones, and the police are allowed to have their drones. So you can't have, I think they've put in place certain laws now, and it falls within the Privacy Act and also, the limits of how high they're allowed to fly their drones if they're doing for photography or filming. So, yeah, there's all these. I was looking it up. There's like different, like there's the laws in Queensland itself. Then there's the bylaws for each of the different, what you would call the shires or the counties. I'm like, oh, it's too hard basket. And it's like, if I just want a hobby, I'm just going to look at what I can do in my area. You know, well, it becomes too hard otherwise.
I mean, I'm sure it's fun to, I often thought about getting one just for photography, you know, getting those spots that you would not normally be able to get to and kind of get a overview of things, or even just out on the ocean. But more equipment. It's like I got my camera and I still haven't really gone through. I mean, obviously I've used it and everything, but I haven't gone through the whole. It's like so much to learn, you know, it's all kinds. Yeah. It's like a computer, you know, you have to figure out all the software and all the different buttons and this and that and the other thing. So, and I'm like, it's like, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that any day now. And I'm still kind of.
Yeah.
That's
pretty funny. We've got some tourists here staying at the moment because obviously holiday period here and here. And I had this Japanese guy. He was out early in the morning and he's taking photos of the sunrise. I'm like, what are you doing, mate? And I'm in the water and I'm taking photos. And he's like, oh, no, you should do this. And I'm like, what? He goes, and he's showing me I need to be in a certain mode. And I'm like, no. It's like, I know what I'm doing. Like, don't muck around with my stuff, mate. I have, right? Anyway, and I'm showing him. I'm like, no, this is the sunrise. He goes, oh, mine is no good. And I'm like, well, you need to check your settings. Like, you need to check your thing. And he was playing around with his light thing or whatever. And he was in the water and it's funny. And then he goes, I said, oh, so are you on holiday? He says, yes, I'm on holiday. Where are you from? I'm from Sydney. The winner is. And he said, oh, where are you from? And I said, here, I just live over there. And he goes, oh, very nice. Anyway, he was on the beach again. Yes. When did I go out? Was it yesterday? It must have been yesterday in the morning. Oh, I can't remember. I've lost my days. Anyway, one of the days I was out. Yeah. And he was out. He was there with his wife. And he was right behind me in the water. And I was just like, holy shit, mate. Like, take it easy. Like, you know. There's plenty of room on the beach to take a photo of a sunrise, like freaking me out. you know, it's like, it's cool. Like, if you want to talk to some locals and get some ideas and stuff, but Jesus, you know. Then his wife was there. She was like in the water with her, and she's with her flip flops on. And she's nodding and smiling and stuff, and he's taking pictures and all that. And he goes, "Oh, today's no good." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" I go, "Today is very good." I said, "The cloud is very good, makes good pictures." And he's like, "Oh, okay." And I was like, "I've got to go." So I just walked walked along the beach to go and have some more shots. Yeah,
give him the lesson, right?
Yeah, I know. But yeah, tourists are funny. Like, they just love doing their thing. And then I was doing my usual morning thing, and I had a group, like a family, come, and some guy comes to me and goes, "Oh, do you want me to take your picture of you and the sunrise?" I'm like, "It's all right, mate. This is what I do every day." And he goes, "Oh, all right, okay."
Yes.
I'm like, sorry, I didn't mean to shut you down, but it's like, I actually do live here, and this is what I do, and da da da. Da. It was pretty funny, you know. But people get excited. Yeah, people get excited. You know, they're on holidays. Probably the first time that some of them have really seen the sunrise, and really early in the morning as well, being in the water, because the water's like 26 degrees Celsius, like it's super warm as well. You know, and it's things that they've probably never experienced. And because I see a lot of the people, they're pretty pasty. You know, it's like, man, you guys have been indoors for too long, or you've come from somewhere where you don't have sun, you know, or never experienced outdoors, because they have the sunrise tours here, which is beautiful to see as well. They organise the tourists to view the sunrise, take photos, and then they organise a breakfast and all that kind of stuff, which is really nice as well. Yeah, but today there was quite a few people out early in the morning. So, yeah, a lot of the locals were out. The boys were out this morning on the surfboards. So if the guys can catch a wave, if it's good, yeah, they usually check that, because it's either rough or flat, and you sometimes get the in-between. It's hard to get some of the waves because the waves are already at the shoreline, so it's really hard to catch them. So they really want to get them out there. But I think they had a few good ones today, so that wasn't too bad. Yeah, it's pretty nice, actually. It's quite a nice lifestyle, I should say.
Yeah,
when you can ground yourself at the beach. Yeah,
well, we've had
instant recharge.
Lots of tourists too, because it is, you know, it's holiday season, and people come down, but like you said, we've been having a lot of rain, so it's not been good beach weather, but you know, people make the best of it. And today the sun came out a little bit, at least we had some sunshine. And I overheard this one woman saying, "Yeah, this is the best day I've had so far, you know, since I've gotten here." And it's like, yeah, we've kind of, it's been, you know, usually, I mean, I've had many a Christmas day, you know, out on the beach, you know, where it's gorgeous and warm and everybody's out there. But yeah, it's been very, very rough seas, and you know, the waves are big, and it's not cold, but it, you know, but it's just not, you know, it's not very safe if you're,
yeah,
you know, not paying attention. You could get taken out by pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, the lifeguards are here late as well. I think you guys would have them too, where the lifeguards are late out. And then
we have no lifeguards here.
Oh, you don't have lifeguards. See, we have them
all. Zero.
Yeah. you must be more remote.
It's very rural. Yes, we.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, residential. There's no. Actually, we do have a campground that's probably maybe about half a mile up the road, but it's, I don't even think they have lifeguards there. You know, people come and they just park their RV, or you could do camping in a tent, but it's very small, you know, and it usually gets pretty packed up on holidays. But, yeah. There's always people over there on the beach, but I don't think they have any lifeguards over there either. They might.
Yeah.
They have rangers, but
yeah,
I don't think they get in the
yesterday, all I could hear was get out of the da 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 da. It's like, because we have a tower not far from where we are, so we can see it from our balcony. And we were laughing because you can actually hear the lifeguard saying and who they're talking to. And we're like, oh, someone's out of the flag zone, you know? Or
yeah. Actually, when someone's in trouble is, you know, because like if you're out there and, you know, you get washed out or, you know, something happens, people will call 911 and then the helicopters will come and, yeah. You know, it's kind of, that's the way you know that something's going down. But yeah, it's not, you got to know what you're doing out there.
Yeah. And look, in the morning we have the lifeguards. They do their drive up and down the beach here. So there will be one that will do a patrol. And I've had a few and I thought, oh, I'm not going to say anything to them. I should, because they're in the rip or they're just in that type of water. I've said it before to someone and they're like, eh, it's like, oh, well, don't blame me if you get sucked out there. but you just want people to be safe. You know?
Yeah.
And then the lifeguards have like just drive right up and go and just, if they can't hear them, they'll get on the megaphone at, you know, 4:30 in the morning or 5 o'clock in the morning and tell them to get out of the water, and they'll come and they'll have a chat with them, because it's like, well, mate, they don't want to be rolling in there rescuing you. They don't want to be calling the helicopters and all that kind of stuff, you know. Just be smart. It's like, look where the surfers go and look where the locals go and stand when they're in the water. And just listen and look at the signs when they say where you can stand and what to do and what not to do. It's very simple. It's there for your safety. Yeah. It's not there because they're rules. They're there for your safety. It could mean your life a lot of the times. We've seen too many things happen here, like right in front of us, with drownings, you know, people just being washed out. There was a kid that went missing. They found him where do they find him? Up in Southport. So that's like another one, two, like three suburbs away, you know, up on the beach. It's like, how'd that kid get over there? You know?
Yeah.
And the mum was frantic. She was running up and down the beach here and had everybody like, you know, trying to find this kid. And then they found him in another suburb up near the thing. I was like, well, that's crazy. Yeah. So who knows? I don't know what the full story was, how the kid ended up there, but yeah, he, that person, well, the kid was safe and alive and that was fine and that's all good. Yeah. But usually it's the tourists. They don't listen.
Yeah. Well, that they don't understand. I mean, I always freak out. Yeah. When I see kids just out there and the mom is like just kind of laying on the beach and the kids are in the water and it's just like, kind of have to be there, you know, and they're little guys, you know, like under five, you know, you can't really just let them.
Yeah, well, that's it. I mean, even us, like my neighbor and I, we sometimes just go down to the beach together and we'll, if the lifeguards are out and their flags there, we'll go where the flags are, right? And then if it's not, we'll figure out where the rip is. And we could see where it is and then we'll just move away from it and then go in the actual water. But we will probably go maybe knee, not even, you know, waist deep. And especially if it's really rough. And she made me laugh the other day because I said, what happened to you just now? She said, oh, she goes, I went in the water. And she goes, oh, I think I lost my bottoms. And there was like so many children there and she goes, I'm yelling at my son going, get me the towel. And I'm cracking up laughing. I'm like, yeah, you know, days like this, you need to wear a one piece or a surf suit. I've told you this time and time again, you know, and she goes, and then her son's like, yeah, mum flashed everybody with her nipple. And she's going, oh, thank you. Thanks for letting her know like how embarrassing I have been today because of the water. And I'm cracking up laughing. I said, hey, look, if you need a set, come up. I'll give you a set just so that you can go in when it's rough. And she's like, I wasn't expecting it. But, yeah, it was one of those things. She goes, the top came down and then the bottoms. I was like, oh, okay, you were in the wrong water today. See, she was at war with waves.
Every cloud has a silver lining. She got herself a set up. Yeah. She got set up for the rough times.
Yeah, that was pretty funny though. And then the rest of the rest. Oh, here we go.
Hilarious.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And it is the 27th, the 28th of December. You are on Wednesday, I have a catch up with Beachy and Verilicious. And we're just talking about losing your, you know, your swimmers when the big waves. So it's like times like that, it's probably best just to go in the pool.
Humiliation on the beach.
Yeah, so a bit of fun. Yeah, bit of fun when it comes to the beach. But yeah, we've seen a lot of pasty bodies. I think I was saying the other night on the mega chat that a lot of burnt bodies have come through. People not used to being out in the sun, you know. And it's like, that's fine. You're happy to grab some new swimmers. I'm all for it. You're on holidays. You probably need one for every day of the week. And yeah, just you can continue working on that sunburn tan thing that's going on there.
Yeah. So I'm looking for some photos of the grunions because let's see, maybe this one's a good one. I want to post it so you could see what they look like. But geez, I don't remember when I saw them. I don't remember them being this huge. Oh my God, you got to buy it. Never mind. A Getty image for $375.
What? You got to buy a photo.
To get a grunion picture because it's from Getty Images.
Oh, that's interesting.
Well, never mind.
Never mind. Anyone who wants to know what that looks like, you look it up yourself. You know, pay $300 for a photo.
There's a photo of the day from National Geographic, but they don't let you see it either. It's like as soon as you get on the page.
It's got to be special, right? It's got to be special. I've never heard of this. This is amazing. These are,
let's see. Come on. Wikipedia.
That's funny. What are they called?
Grunions.
Grunions.
G-R-U-N-I-O-N.
Like onion.
Wikipedia has a lousy photo. Let's see what else.
They look like little.
They're actually much bigger than I thought. I thought they were smaller. But apparently you can, like, catch them and take them home with you. And I don't know, I guess you
eat them? Yeah, they're like little garfish. Like, my brother catches them to go fishing. It's probably not even, yeah, that's amazing. Let me have a look. I think I've got a photo. Yep. Let me see if I can put that up. Free photo. Not going to cost you anything.
Where did you find it at? Australia. It's probably a Australian.
It's an Australian
site.
Thing. Yeah.
Not cheesy.
Now you tell me.
Yeah, make come a up. Block. Oh yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Actually, I saw that picture. Where did you find that?
I just went into images. Just Google. I went into my normal browser, and I just put in grunion, and it just came up with all these pictures, and I just clicked on one of it and just started to download the image and then post it. That's it.
I guess I got a lousy browser. I don't know why they immediately gave me the Getty images. Here you go. You can pay for it. The amazing grunion. Okay, that looks
funny.
Nope.
Yeah, that's but I can see what you mean picture. About the colors and all that kind of stuff. That's quite cool.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think I went to, like, you know, fish or anything. I just wanted to go see them. I remember you just, like, would walk in the sand and it would, like, turn colors, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, we get these little what do we call them? Peepees here. So they're just little, they look like they're a shell and they open up and you take the little flesh out of it.
Like a
clam type, but it's got a smooth shell. Let me see if I can find it. They're called peepees, but they're good for fishing. The guys love fishing here on the beach, which is quite good. I know our dog loves fishing. My goodness me, we used to go fishing off a little jetty when we lived back in Victoria, and he loved fishing. It was like fish, and he would be all over it. Yeah.
Did he eat them?
The fish? No. Yeah. He'd like to bite, like we'd play bite, like, but then if there was, we used to catch the Australian, the salmon, the wild salmon, and we'd keep a couple, and then D-Train would clean it up and we'd put some butter and some lemon in it, and then we'd stick it in the oven and cook it up, and yeah, we would have a feast with some salad. Yeah, it was beautiful. Yeah,
that sounds freshly cooked.
Yeah.
That's what we should do. We need to have like a segment of cooking with D-Train, and he gives us hot tips for cooking stuff like sous vide and.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Yeah. We'll have to mention that. Because I think Topa Era wants a cooking show as well. So, everybody get your pots and pans ready.
Okay, there it is.
Show is on the way.
His marching orders. Just to make us all hungry while we're talking. Right. Here.
I've just put that picture up of those peepees.
Oh wow. Those are clams. You know what I mean? Yeah. They have those on Pismo Beach. We go and gotta dig for them.
Yeah. And you can see them because they're bubbles, like their little air bubbles come up under the sand. Yeah. So
we get little crabs too, like little tiny crabs.
See through one. We've got these ones that are the same color as the sand.
Yeah, those are beautiful.
Yeah, they're really super cute. They're super cute until the butcher birds come down and start munching on them. I'm like, okay, sorry, crabs.
Well, I just like the colors, you know, all the beach colors.
And those ones, they take on color as well because of the they're so clear, some of them, the crab, and you can't see them because, like, even if the sand is like a white sand, they look white. If it goes to like a bit more brown, it's brown and it's more grainy. It's like, what? And you can see like a movement. Someone's like camouflage, and you're like, there's something there. I don't want to step there.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have these, like in the springtime, we have these things, they call them the Portuguese sailors. And they're little, I think they're jellyfish of sorts.
Yeah, we have them.
Yeah, the man of war. And they just, they're just everywhere. They're just like for a week, they're just everywhere on the beach. And you're just like, and they're beautiful though. They're pretty blue color.
They're beautiful until they sting you.
Well, you don't, you kind of stay away from them. But mostly I think they're not. I mean, they've just been washed up. I don't think they're still alive, but I don't know.
We don't touch any of them. We've got a few different ones. We've got a few different ones that get washed up here. You don't want to be – look, you don't want to even touch them when they're washed up because the thing is you don't want to be stung, and it's like an annoying sting. I saw this lady get a sting. Where were we? I think in Indonesia. We were off one of the islands, and – it was one of those jellyfish, and she had it like because of the long tentacles, it slashed her literally on her arms across her chest. Oh, and I was like, oh,
wow.
It was terrible. Oh, yuck. Like, oh, no way. It looked really nasty. So we're like, no, thank you. Yeah. So, yeah. But here we get a lot of them washed up. Depends where, like, we had a few, like you were talking about, that I think it's called the Portuguese Man of War, I think they're called.
I think those are different. Those are bigger. Because, see, I posted a picture.
Yeah, yeah. They're different.
Is that what they look like? Because like I said, they're
different looking.
They're all and over the beach. Like I'll show
and
you.
And we get these other ones as well. Yeah. They're sort of like a. Oh yeah, the blue bottles. They look like blue little bottles. Yeah, quite a weird.
Yeah, they're kind of translucent too. They're not as what do you call it? But yeah, see, like on the second picture, you could see they just are just everywhere. You just can.
Ah, the Portuguese man of war is the blue bottle. All right.
So do they're called man of wars?
Portuguese man of war. We call them
something else.
We call them blue bottles here. Yeah.
Blue bottles, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just weird that they just come at one time of year and then they're done.
Oh, yeah. Look at yours. It's like you'd have to like skip away from all of those.
You have to be careful. But, oh, wow. Look at that.
So we saw a few of those being washed up. And like you said, it's only a certain type of season. Yeah.
Is that the man of war? Yeah, those are different. Definitely.
Yeah.
They do have that blue color to them.
Yeah. All in all, you know what? Don't stress about those little things.
They all come in, they're all in the same ocean, right? We're in the same, we're just on different ends of the ocean. So they just, that's where they live.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting creatures out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what? Despite all that, like there's obviously defense mechanisms for a lot of sea creatures, animals. I mean, I guess even humans have defense mechanisms as well. But, you know, we don't have, I don't know, I don't have spikes coming out of me, but I know definitely.
We D-trained to verify that.
Look, the beach is beautiful. There's so many beautiful things out there. Sea creatures, they're just one of those things. They're really so lovely to watch. I mean, you go to an aquarium and you just see all the beautiful different things. Like the little seahorse is so cute, and how different colors they come in and all that kind of stuff. Here we get the water dragons are quite nice along the beach. Rainbow Beach here. Sorry, not Rainbow Beach, Rainbow Bay, I should say. It's down in Coolangatta. You can walk along the path there, and it's considered a national park. And they've got the water dragons and that there. It's just truly beautiful. And I was like, we did this walk, and I was like, oh, look how beautiful that is. And I went to take a photo, and D-Train's going to me, okay, just don't freak out, but there's a bigger one like right near your head on the rock there. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. But look, you can leave them alone. They're pretty all right as well. One of our friends has got one that they live at a property out near the lakes there, and they've got one that comes up and he calls him Larry. He's given him a name, and he comes and eats all his all the whatever critters in his garden and stuff like that. But I tell you what, their claws are pretty big, pretty long, sharp as well. And we're having a bit of a laugh because Larry likes to eat cheese. And I'm like, are you sure you should be feeding this lizard cheese? Like, come on. Like, I mean, you can't even feed your dog cheese. I mean, could you imagine the smell? Like, is this thing farting or what?
How big is this lizard?
Oh, it was pretty long. It was about, what's that, meter and a half, 2 meters? Quite long. And quite tall, like when they puff up, they get quite tall as well. Yeah. So, they vary in size, obviously, you know, the age factor, if it's a young one or an older one, obviously. Yeah. But I've taken a few photos.
We had a little frog visit a couple days ago on the screen door. My daughter saw it. He was on the inside, though, because the door was closed, but somehow he got on the inside of the screen. And it's just a teeny tiny little guy. He was so cute. But
yeah,
I don't know how he got in there, but we kind of just you know, pulled the screen down and shook him off into a little puddle of water. And then he was swimming around, like, having a great time. It was kind of cute.
That's good. Well, we've got a cane toad that lives around here, which we can't, I don't know how he's even here. It's not even meant to be beachside. Like, it's quite bizarre that, but they hitch rides on things. And I like, these critters can hitch ride on cars, maybe on trucks or anything like that. Oh, I don't know if you'd want a cane toad as a pet. But, yeah, you can't, because they leak the poison on their skin. You don't want your dogs, you know, sniffing it or touching it. And there's one that lives around here somewhere. And it's like, how did you even get here?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, how do you know it's what did you call it, a king toad?
Cane toad, cane. So they were an introduced species, because we had the sugar canes. We have the sugar canes here. So they were to get rid of something else that was causing problems to the sugar cane, right? And then they became a pest and a menace as well. So then they had to introduce something else to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And it was just a never-ending cycle.
Well, yeah. We've had so much rain. I think the frogs are just enjoying it, and you could just hear them ribbiting around, and kind of cool.
yeah, interesting. So we have someone this has jumped into our Wednesday Arvo show chat here. Mike Cargo.
Hello. Who is that? Who is there? Speak if you like to. Hello, hello.
Okay, we'll continue on.
Yeah, so interesting with our
with our sea creatures. So we've got probably less than half an hour, Beachy, before we have someone else jumping on to do their show. So we have got New Year's coming up. So are we doing a resolution?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bust into your you guys' private chat. I was just looking for people that were online, and I saw you guys are online. Just saying, yep. Hey. I hope you guys are doing well.
No problem. Thanks. Give us a listen, Mike. It's Beachy and Verilicious. We do the Wednesday Arvo show.
Awesome.
And yeah, so we jump in every now and then. Obviously Christmas was on Wednesday, so we are just doing a bit of a late catch up. But yep, you're welcome to listen back on Truth Meets when it pops up again.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
No worries.
See ya. And so what's our, you can have any resolutions?
Well, remember we discussed the solstice whatever program. So I'm trying that process where you're basically just doing lots of meditation and just kind of trying to be quiet and go inside, not be too out there, I guess, you know, just crazy, like shopping or partying or eating or, you know, most of the stuff that you do at Christmas. So you just kind of introspect and kind of listen for messages and write them down, make a journal, and kind of focus on what you want your new year to be like. So every day you have a, it starts from sundown on Christmas Eve, and then that from sundown Christmas Eve to sundown on Christmas Day, that focuses the entire year kind of overview. And then every day it's the focus for the month for 12 days. So it's like 12 days of Christmas. So I've just been journaling. Yeah, and like I said, you know, being quiet and listening for messages, and you write it down and, you know, see at the end of the year if you have manifested up these things that you have, you know, focused on and said that you want to manifest. So, we'll see how it works.
Yeah.
Well, per se.
You'll let us know. You'll let us know in 2025.
Yeah. Exactly. That's a resolution, I guess, of sorts. But you know, I'm going to be traveling, so that's going to kind of throw a little bit of a hitch in that. But we'll just make
the best of it. Now.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation
or your affiliation
on truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
27th and 28th of December. It's beachy and very delicious on the Wednesday Arvo catch up. Yeah. So,
and how about you? What have you made any resolutions?
No, I don't. I don't do any resolutions. I don't do anything like that. It's just another day, another year.
It never works out quite right. Yeah. I think that's it. You know, a lot of people make their resolutions and then they break them by the time January's gone. You know, like there's always the big, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go work out for, you know, every day or whatever that you haven't been doing. And then they just kind of just get tired or something else comes up. So they have a good.
The big ones that everyone does is like, I'm going to lose weight.
Yeah.
I'm going to get fitter. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. It's like, well, shouldn't you think already, but prior to summer, if you wanted to have a summer body, you would have done so before that, because we're going to go into winter, right? So it's like you should have started thinking of, you should have made your resolutions in July, you know, winter.
Yeah, for you guys, right, because you're in the summer already, so it's but
kind of opposite.
Even for like knowing that the holidays are coming up, like, you know, because like it's like I remember these people that I knew that they would go on cruises because they liked the food options, like, you know, that you could eat every day. So they would like lose weight before they went on the cruise so they could like indulge themselves on the cruise. So it's kind of like that, you know, when you should lose the weight before you get to Christmas, and then
you can
slide a little bit more. But I kind of stopped giving up on resolutions long time ago. But I think, you know, just the whole stress, you know, thing, because like we just like have to like race around like crazy people. And once I stopped doing that, it was like, oh, okay, I don't have to, you know, go nuts. And
it takes
like
a while
normal.
To do that as well.
Yeah.
Takes ever so long to do. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like we work all the time. We're doing so much all the time. And then we think, oh, we've got to plan a holiday to relax. And then you need a holiday for your holiday.
Yeah.
Because 3 days in is when you've just relaxed and your holiday's going over.
Then you get sick afterwards.
And everyone gets sick. And then it's like, oh, great, I'm on recovery now. And, you know, I don't remember my holiday now because I'm sick. You know, it's just going one thing after another. But, yeah, it should be interesting. You know, I mean, we've got, got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
There's three more days before the year's out. So,
yeah, it's kind of an extension. It's an extended time because, you know, it's right in the middle of the week. So it's like, oh, well.
I know, because Christmas was on a Wednesday. Now, New Year's Day, the 1st of January is going to be on a Wednesday. So that's going to be interesting. hump days. Yeah. which is very interesting. So, yeah. So I've got, another 3 more days, and then I have no idea for New Year's what I'm going to do, whether I'll stick with this mob or if I move on or whatever. Yeah. Just go with the flow. If opportunity arises, who knows?
Horizons. Yeah.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I think that's what the thing is. You can pretty much just try and navigate your life the way you want it to run, not in the way, you know, somebody else says it should, or because this prediction's going to happen, or they've predicted this to go happen, and everybody starts getting anxiety of something that could possibly or never ever going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's like,
exactly.
There's going to be another whatever. Yeah. It's like,
you just make your own plans and, you know, that way you know what's going down.
I think we love watching the fireworks. That's our main thing. And then we're pretty much in bed, pretty much after that. And I think last year, the year before when we were watching the fireworks, it was actually storms. Like we had thunder, lightning, fireworks in between all that. And then, it was quite a light show. And, cause we can see, we've got two sort of balconies. A back balcony, which is like a walkway, which has got windows, and you can open them up and get the airflow through there. But it's great, so we can like have a full view of the beach, which is good. And I think there's going to be usually there's two lots of fireworks. There's usually a kids' fireworks around about 8 or 9 o'clock, and then there's the main one at midnight when it hits. Yeah, when the clock strikes 12.
Yeah.
So it should be good. Like we're going to be out that night with a few friends. But yeah, I reckon we'll be home early if we stay up to watch the fireworks. If we catch the early fireworks, 9 o'clock would be nice. If not, you know, if we don't get to see the 12 o'clock ones because I'm already asleep, so be it. I will see everyone in 2025.
There's always something to do, yeah, if you want to stay up all night. But that was kind of something you did when you were younger, and now it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah, it's pretty laid back. Like even for holidays here, I think there's a lot of people traveling overseas because it's fairly quiet for our Christmas season at the moment. People say, oh, there's a lot of people around, but not really. Like there's not really a lot of people like there was last year here. And last year we had storms at this time of year. Like this time round, it's drier than last year. Last year it was raining the whole time. This time we've got extreme heat. So we're into the dry. So the only other thing hopefully we don't go into January with is the bushfires. Which will affect the hinterland and all that, those areas, and further north up Queensland. But yeah, let's hope that it doesn't go bad for those sort of things. Yeah. But even D-Tron was saying he's been sunburnt a couple of times this time around, but like really bad sunburn. Like he's out in the weather and he's out in the sun.
I've never seen him peel before,
so the sun is pretty hot. Even like for me as well, I mean, I've been trying to get the shade a lot this time around because it is really hot. So going out in the morning, I don't mind, and the morning sun, it's not so bad. But you come into the afternoon, it's like I don't even know how anyone can sit out in that. It's like, forget it. You're going to need to, I don't know, so many people are just going to be, like when I say cooked, I literally mean cooked. Like they're fried, like their brains got to be fried as well, because it's just then the extreme sunburn that they're going to get as well. Like it's just crazy. I don't know how people can do it. It's like there's heaps of us that live here all year round, and everybody knows what time of day to go out and when to get the sun and when not to get the sun. It's like if you follow what the local people do, you'll be fine. But if you just – because they're on holidays, it doesn't matter. They're just going to get out there. You know?
They're making up for lost time.
lost time, yeah. That's pretty bad. I think the one time I've seen someone got really, really bad sunburn, the very next day they look like they had been in a fight, because the sunburn had welted up so badly and it had bruised their skin.
Eesh,
it looked terrible. I was like, how do you even, like, go to that extreme? Why would you not go, it's getting pretty hot, I might as well go back to my resort, hotel, whatever, and go and hang out in the undercover where there's a pool area or whatever, right? It's just nutso. Like, it's, you know, this is what we're saying. It's like you got, you're on holidays. Next thing you know, you're going to be sick from being on holidays or while you're on holidays.
Well,
and the last thing you want to do is end up in some emergency room, you know,
and then they'll learn
having skin grafts from sunburn.
you have to go through it, you know, at least once, and then you know your limits.
But yeah, know your limits because your brains are fried. Oh, that's absolutely crushing. Oh, dear. Oh, well, that was a good catch up, Beachy. But yes, listen out for us. I think we will be doing a show next week. So, 2025 is just around the corner as well. I think we said Christmas is around the corner, 2025 is around the corner. Jeez, we don't know what that's going to bring. But that will be another conversation for next week.
Yeah.
So, Beachy,
we will.
Very nice catch up. Enjoy your evening. No. Yes.
You're going into your evening. My sleep.
You are in
I
evening.
Will be going
your
to sleep.
Time. Yes, we are heading into our evening.
Yeah. And you are going to have your evening and get out back into your sun.
Yeah.
The beach.
Well, the sunset's when it gets supposed cool. to happen. It's starting to cool down now. The sunset's supposed to happen around about 6:45. So I'm going to see, the sky's pretty clear at the moment. So I'm going to see if I can see any clouds. If not, it's going to have beautiful, like, pinky blue haze over the sea, but I'll have a look. If not, I'll be up with the sunrise.
Yeah. I have another gorgeous picture to share with us.
Yes. Yes, I will do. All right. Morning. Well, Beachy, I will catch you next week. Enjoy your evening. Okay. And we will see what next
Thank
week
you.
Will bring us. Yeah. Thank so thanks, for everybody, for being with us on the Wednesday Arvo catch up. Beachy and Verilicious here. We're signing off for another night. See you later.
Bye bye.
Waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby. Living dangerously. Talk to me.